With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, in the last number of years, the music industry has totally transformed, mainly as a result of our ever-expanding digital lives. But if you're a brand new artist or a band who are trying to be discovered, what is the best way to reach an audience, build a fan base, or even get a record deal? Well, joining me now to talk us through the effective ways of doing this is a man who knows how to navigate this brave new world. He's music business course leader for BIM University Dublin, Jonathan Constantine. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm absolutely buzzing. As you well know, like 2FM Rising List, like we love championing and new Irish music all the time. It's incredibly hard and it's incredibly difficult for people to get out there. But let's take it right back, because before the internet and before we had TikTok videos, emerging artists, they went through a traditional route to get their music out there. Talk us through that.
Well, I suppose like when we started out, a lot of bands, what they'd be trying to do is probably recording like demos themselves, mm-hmm. and then selling those like CDs or like singles in and shows themselves, and then actually trying to approach local shops to try and get it like introduced there. Obviously, one of the other things that we try and do then is like if we're trying to get released, because of the costs involved, trying to do national distribution, you probably like need to get support from a record label. So then it's trying to get the attention from that. And historically, a lot of bands might try to do is like go to the bigger cities. That might be Dublin. It might be London. just to try and get their name shown up that way, to get the showcase from that point of view, and like trying to get like recognition from those kind of aspects from it.
Yeah, and speaking of record label there, like right now, do you still need a big record label behind you to succeed? And like, have they had to change the way that they're operating to reflect the times that we're living in?
Yeah, I think if you look at some of the major labels at the moment, there is a lot of consolidation going on between some of their like smaller labels where they're like consolidating different departments under the one umbrella. For obviously to do it yourselves, technically you can do everything yourself. But where the labels probably have an advantage is obviously the contacts in the network. So I've worked with bands who've been signed on development deals for like say like EMI or someone. And what will happen is they get to go out on tour supports with like larger artists, and just playing in front of people like 2,000 people, like larger audiences, it means that they can kind of progress a lot quicker.
Yeah.
So there is definitely still like support, you know, for the labels from that aspect that can kind of accelerate your career, because they obviously have the contacts and network and also experience. If you're doing it yourself, sometimes it might take a little bit longer to get yourself known.
We've seen a lot of artists like do it themselves. Khaki Kid comes to mind for me as well, because you know, he was recording them in his bedroom at home with his two brothers playing PlayStation in the background, like, and he was still trying to get it all done. It is a lot of work though, but because of the rise of social media, like everything has radically changed for everybody.
It turned everything on its head. One of the benefits, obviously, with the social media is you could have like a performance that, for whatever reason, just resonates with an audience, and it can get shared, you know, anywhere. For example, like you've got Ali Sherlock, obviously got shared by Ellen DeGeneres just from playing on Grafton Street. Friends bands like The Big Push, it was the guy called Ren, they used to be busking in Brighton. And I think Lad Bible picked up one of the videos of them busking, and basically from that they were able to do like a sold out UK tour.
That's outrageous. Like it really and truly is. And that is just, you know, one internet page that has just grabbed you by chance. And you have to remember, it's one of those people who works in that office who happens to walk past you, or they see your video on the internet and they grab it and share it, and it all goes from there. Are videos for tracks as important as they used to be? This is what I grew up on, was flicking through the music channels, and I could tell you every music video from the noughties, like back to front.
Yeah, I think it's changed a bit. I think the way, like, obviously consumption's completely changed. With the likes of social media, video obviously is still really important, but you're trying to capture attention in the first couple of seconds, because if you're on like Instagram, TikTok, you're just swiping up. So if you don't capture like the first 3 seconds,
you're gone.
But with certain artists, so like Ren, who was in this band The Big Push, he had like a song called Hi Ren. Now that just basically just picked up. The video was actually really, really strong and really powerful, and that actually just took off in itself, because like there were YouTubers then doing like reaction videos. I think Justin Hawkins did a video of it, just like watching what happened to that. And it, you know, it basically from that, obviously you get new people watching it, listening to it, and you develop a fan base. And it's that kind of thing, was like you don't really know what might stick, but you just basically, it's trial and error a lot.
And again, like those reaction videos, it's one person sitting down just watching what's happening, and someone going, I like the sound of that, trying to Shazam it and see where this music lives and what it is. What are the big challenges for anyone who's listening right now? If they're starting out, if they're trying to stand out in a very crowded digital world?
I think trying to I think the biggest part is like taking time and actually planning what you want to do. I think I've definitely worked with bands where they've basically just rushed everything. They put everything out and you go, right, what's going to happen next? It's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, basically. And you just think, well, to take your time to kind of work out, figure out what you want to do. A label that I worked with said, like, you only get one chance for your first release.
Yeah.
And so...
God, that's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that is mad. You do get one shot at it. And if that's a flop, it doesn't really matter what the rest comes after that, because you'll just be known for what that is.
Potentially, yeah. Mm. But then, like, you look at it from the flip side, if we go back to social media, one of the things that can happen is... With TikTok, like, it doesn't matter if one of the videos doesn't work, because it's not going to get picked up. You can just do trial and error. And like, there's a management company who came into BIM with us, and they just said, "Look, just try, just do trial and error.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter if something doesn't work. Something will get picked up, and you'll have no real idea." And you just go, okay, that's working. Let's do something a bit more like that. And trying to like vary it a little bit.
Yeah, and then if you've got something like that, like let's say there is some musician out there and something has worked, should they stick on that kind of a line?
Keep in mind, like that might work again. There's obviously what you want to try and do is try and vary it a little bit, so you're not always just doing the same thing. Another thing that I see quite often with like, you know, like musicians and say like artists from BIM who are kind of coming through, we look at the social media and it's like, okay, I've got a new single coming out, and then you're just kind of bombarding people with stuff. You're not really giving anything back to the audience, so you're trying to like, try and go behind the scenes, try and just do some like some different things to keep people interested.
Yeah.
And I think the target really is like you want to try and get people from social media, from, you know, from that platform onto your Spotify, onto like the website, or trying to get onto a mailing list or something, so you can kind of reach them in case platforms change.
Yeah, and I like it's building a connection as well.
Yeah.
Like with your fan base and with your audience, because like if you look at any band who has started off, you always have those, and they're the me's of the world as well. It was like, well, I saw them when they played, you know,
I saw them before they were big. Yeah,
exactly. And like everybody loves having that little connection. It's like, well, they wrote back to me or they did that. It is another part of it that you didn't really have to deal with before. I know that you don't have a crystal ball and you can't see into the future, but Jonathan, are there any upcoming acts that we need to be thinking of that you think are going to be like huge coming up?
We've got a band that I saw in, like, we've got an end of term gig for BIM. There was a band that I really enjoyed called Martina and the Moons.
Yeah. Okay.
Just female band, but they're like a BIM band. The songs are really good. The performances are really good. It was something I just really enjoyed watching them.
Okay.
As one of them. Nathan Mack was really good. Just in terms of his performance, obviously the difficulty he has, he's like a circus performer. He had like the high ropes in Button Factory. Yeah.
So hang on, Rich. This is like Pink in the Aviva, but in the Button Factory
instead. If you go on the BIM socials, you'll see it there. He's just literally hanging from like doing a performance on the rope.
What's his name again?
Nathan Mack.
Sorry,
music.
I'm taking down all these names as we go. Finally, Jonathan, what advice would you give to someone who is listening right now who has music that they really want to put into the world and they need it to get heard? Like, how can they cut through?
I think the biggest thing is like thinking about momentum. Obviously planning it out, trying to think, have a look at like artists that are probably a bit more established than you, try and find out, you know, what kind of venues they're playing, what have they been playlisted on different shows. And also like obviously Spotify playlists can also become really important, and one of the things that you can do as an artist when you're starting out is actually start your own playlist and just say, these are the things that I'm listening to. And as you said about it, it's like developing a relationship and giving people more of an insight into what you're up to give them more information about what you're at. Again, it's just like the research. Now, in Ireland, there's a really good organisation called AIM Ireland, and they're really good at obviously providing networking events, advice. They'll give you, like, they also give you like advice on dates and what's coming up and events that are happening. So when you get to a certain point, that can be really useful. Now, also Breaking Tunes is another great site in terms of they run Ireland Music Week, and they have contacts with First Music Contact as well. For support for, like, obviously when we get to like a much later stage for exporting the music out and going to like the South by Southwest and the European festivals as well,
which is huge, and that's where every artist wants to end up. As always as well, we love supporting new music here on 2FM. You can send them into any of the shows. I'm laura@rte.ie. if anybody wants new music, we will be resuming Track of the Week from next week. We were very caught up with Electric Picnic and stuff this week gone. Jonathan, it has been great to chat to you today, and hopefully, look, we might have the next Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran listening in and they could take your advice on board. That was Jonathan Constantine, Music Business Course Leader for BIM University Dublin. I think it would be just you know, really great to look up BIM as well on socials. Check out the artists that you guys are promoting who have come through the college, because it's all very, very important. And look, it's very exciting for the music industry. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me. FM with Laura Fox Podcast.